You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
That's right. It is 7:54, and it's time for the Social Soundbite. It's time to talk to Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. Nick, welcome to September. How are you doing?
I am great. I'm actually pleased to announce that I will be the next UI president.
Oh, yes.
Everything else has been smoke and mirrors all week.
The fifth candidate to be...
It's really a local social media strategist... Nick Westergaard.
I thought about it, but I couldn't take the pay cut, so I decided not to run for president there. So we'll find out who is going to be our next president at the University of Iowa. Instagram is our topic today. What can you tell us about that platform?
I can tell you that it is no longer hip to be square on Instagram. I'm so glad I had occasion to use that very, very bad pun. But of course, Instagram, the fun photo filtering social network, fastest growing social network out there, is known for its square photos.
Ah.
And that's kind of been a defining feature all these years. And that's why it was something of a surprise late last week, when they announced that they are taking that square restriction off, that you can now upload portrait and landscape photos.
Okay.
And the fact that you're ready,
you like that?
That you're ready for my jokes makes them all the better.
Took a little second for me to line that
wait
up.
Wait a minute.
There you go. It's hip to be square, Huey Lewis. So they're taking away the square feature.
They are. You can upload portrait, landscape, and I was thinking about this because I thought that's such a defining part of that brand experience there. And I then thought, as I was scrolling through my feed, seeing different sized things, it made me think about, I encountered a video, and it made me think about how popular video, especially video ads, are on Facebook, on Snapchat. And I have to think, because it's hard to take that video you've made and used over on Facebook, that really nice video for your brand, and then upload it. You can't upload it to or use that on Instagram, because it would need to be a different aspect ratio. And
okay.
That really kind of throws off the whole thing. And I wonder, as Instagram inches towards becoming a more advertising-supported network, if that lifting of restrictions on square content is not a part of that.
Okay. Well, and you really, those platforms want to make it as easy as possible for people, too. I know that's not always the case, but I become frustrated, I know, sometimes when I have to alter things and upload twice and, you know, all those types of things. So I know they're always working at ways that you can just click, put the video up and just send it out and get it out there quick. Nick Westergaard joining us from Brand Driven Digital. Anything else you want to mention today?
Go check out Google's new logo. They've even got a fun little animation and a video that erases the old logo puts the new one up there. I liked it until someone pointed out that it looks almost identical to Party City. So
I'm
now
watching
I
it
can't
right now.
Unsee that.
That's right. With the colors, you are right. The new Google logo. It does look like, now you ruined it for me.
I know. See, well, someone else did it. I'm paying it forward.
It does look like Party City. All right. We'll wrap up here. Don't forget the brand forum is coming up here today. Not today, in
news
October, right? And you have Hip to Be Square taking us out here today, as people can still get tickets for that social brand forum, right?
Correct. Socialbrandforum.com.
All right. Huey, take us out. We have a news update to get to. Fox News coming up as well. It's no longer hip to be square.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.